Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Em, and today I'm chatting with Nicole Trunfio. Nicole is literally an Aussie glamazon. She's a former model and now the founder of Bumpsuit, a maternity brand that's absolutely taken off, loved by celebrities like Rosie Huntington, Rocky Barnes, Emily Ratajkowski, and more. She's also the founder of Earth Jewelry and Swim, a mother of three, and a brand ambassador for organic beauty brand Anika.
We need to start listening more to our inner voice and really honing and finding out what that inner voice is, because there's so many doctors and naturopaths and so many people with so many opinions, and so many things are right and so many things are wrong and so many things are okay.
On this episode, we're getting into Nicole's start as a global model and then fast forward to now as a multiple business owner, mother of three. She's dishing on maternity fashion tips, pregnancy, motherhood, and why keeping things simple is really her MO in life. Also, you guys, Bumpsuit is offering us a code to shop for listeners. The Bumpsuit is what you need during pregnancy. I'm literally living in them. But they also have amazing loungewear, bodysuits for pre and post pregnancy, maternity bras, and soon swimwear. So use my code BIGMOVE20 for 20% off on bumpsuit.co at checkout. And let's get into my chat with Nicole. Nicole, hi. Welcome to the Big Move podcast.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
We're so excited to have you. I feel like I'm very energized to talk to you. We've been talking about having you on for a few months. So thanks so much for taking the time. We know you are a busy, busy mama. So we're going to jump right into everything. For those that don't know you, do you mind giving a brief background on who you are?
Oh my gosh, what a start. I'm just a girl from the bush that come from Australia that got a break accidentally into the fashion world and became a international model. And during that time, I felt very restricted in kind of my dreams and aspirations. So I studied really, really hard. And now I have a few businesses and I'm living a dream.
I love it. A few businesses, a few kids.
Mom of three.
A few things going on. We have all of the questions for you. But I guess to set the stage on this podcast, I love to hone in on our guests' big moves, those risks we take, those big life transitions. Is there any that come to mind for you that you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, I think a massive kind of move for me, something that really defined who I am today and was a benchmark for me as a person, my career, everything. When I was 16, I accidentally kind of won this massive modeling contract in America. And it was just purely an accident. My friends put me into this modeling competition, which led to another one, which led to another one, which led to a Australia-wide one, which led to a worldwide one. And I came runners-up in the world and got a contract with Ford Models in New York. And part of that process was my guardian had to sign a contract saying if I won, I would move to New York. And that was never something that was realistic to me at the time. And so I didn't think that I would ever win. So I didn't even, oh yeah, sign it. We're just having fun, whatever. And I was kind of like pushed to move and leave school. And I was a straight A student and I felt like I was 16. I was really sheltered. I had no idea what I was doing at all. You know, no street smart, no, I just wasn't a wise person at that point. I was 16 and I was like, had no life experience whatsoever. And I had to move to New York. And that was a big move, you know, on an extreme level. But I said, look, if I stayed at school, I would have become a high-powered lawyer by now. That was my goal. I wanted to be a lawyer and I wanted to be a really good one. And I was moving towards that career goal. So I'm like, if I'm going to give up this really solid, stable, high-paying job to go to New York at a young age, I'm going to make it worthwhile. I know I'm not the most beautiful woman in the world. And so what's going to set me apart from the rest? And I decided to be really hardworking, really creative, move really well in front of the camera, really professional, and like a chameleon. So change my look constantly. And I was also like, if I'm going to be away from my family, which is the most important thing to me, I'm going to make this worthwhile. I'm not going to leave the most important thing in my life and not make the most of this. So I had to grow up really quickly and, you know, work really hard. And I think a lot of people see modeling or being, you know, at that point, I got a lot of recognition for what I was doing as a glamorous job. But I was also going to school at the same time because I knew that it had a shelf life and I wasn't going to be beautiful forever. And I was giving up this lifelong dream of being a lawyer to do this kind of fleeting job. And so I was like, it's going to last 5 years. So I'm going to start studying for what's going to happen after. And I'm still doing jobs here and there, the ones that I choose, modeling, but I've had a career that's lasted 20 years.
Yeah.
And now I have my businesses. So that was my big move, life changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super scary. You're literally age 16. So it was almost in a way like you ripped the Band-Aid off. You were so young, but have you been in the US since? Have you sort of set your roots in the US since you were 16 then?
Yeah, I've become a resident of the United States since then, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So impressive. There's so much to break down there. So to back up and sort of set the stage a little bit with your career background in modeling, can you sort of talk to us just a little bit about what that sort of has been like and then how it's brought you to all of your different businesses and all of your brands now? Like, has it bode well for what you're doing now as an entrepreneur and a business owner?
I mean, yeah, going into that, that's a long story. We would need hours and hours of podcast time. I've realized, you know, now how many stories and things I've experienced as a person. For sure, it's endless. I've lived 9 lives, you know, already.
Yeah.
Which is kind of why when I met my husband, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to have kids. I want to have a family. I've lived, you know, 500 lives. I'm ready to just be what I consider normal.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, I walked for people like Chanel, Fendi, Missoni, Roberto Cavalli, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, everyone, Tommy Hilfiger, Oscar de la Renta. It's, you know, the list is endless. So I worked for all of these luxury brands and I got to see behind the scenes of how collections come together, fittings, how the dynamics go. I also noticed a lot throughout my career that really successful people were the most humble and the most willing to share knowledge, which you don't really think about when you're little. You're like, oh my gosh, this person is, you know, we met a lot of celebrities as well. They were the most humble, like the good ones were really humble. The kind of B-level ones were like always bitchy or mean or just really egotistical. And so I learned that from a young age, which was really cool because you saw these people that you really like idolized and they seemed so glamorized and they were so lovely and so hardworking. Mm-hmm. So those were two really good lessons that I got is, you know, these people have created these empires from their authentic creativity and their hard work and the teams around them, such nice people. So that gave me a really nice benchmark to something to look forward to. Also, they had a lot of strength and grit, but that doesn't mean, you know, their humanity was ever compromised. So that, and yeah, just seeing people work. I really enjoyed watching creative directors on photo shoots, which is kind of more of a new thing. I think back in the days it was like model photographer relationship. And then during when my generation was more like the creative director and the stylist were in the forefront of a photo shoot or a project. So, I've taken on all of these little things that I've learned or been interested in and kind of brought them on board with what I do now. It was the best kind of education.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And you're so right. I feel like in this day and age, as a founder, as a brand founder, as a business owner, you have to be that creative director. You have to wear all of those hats and do so much more of that that creation, that creative part, the digital side, everything, you're wearing all of the hats.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'd love to get into Bumpsuit. So you have created this like absolute
You're
empire.
You're in Bumpsuit.
I'm
right now.
In Bumpsuit. Yes, yes.
So am I.
I'm wearing the Jane. This is like my uniform.
Oh my gosh, you're so cute. Oh my God, you have the perfect bump. Wow.
I felt like,
We need to shoot you for Bumpsuit.
Thank you. I felt like it would not be fitting to not wear your Bumpsuit because I'm 8 months pregnant now and I'm on like a 2-3 outfit rotation, and one of which is this. Like, and I'll just throw a jacket on or a button up. I went to a breakfast meeting this morning and just threw on like a Frankie Shop button up over it and off I went. So we have all the questions about Bumpsuit.
Yeah, that's a good thing. We were talking today about our sales are really, really high in the morning. And I was thinking I had to have a shower before this. I shower like once or twice a week. No, I'm just kidding. But I was saying to my colleagues, I was like, when I'm in the shower is always when I get my downloads. So all of my ideas come through. And I was saying, I think I know why our sales is so high in the morning. It's because when you're pregnant and you're trying to get dressed, it's so impossible. And also when you have kids and you're going on a school run, it's even more impossible because you want to look good and you want to look put together, but you're like, what am I going to wear? It's either a sack or I don't know. And Bumpsuit really changed the game for me where it was like, I just wore Bumpsuit every day.
Yeah,
I had a Bumpsuit a day and I would just style it with something like a coat, a boot, a bag. I was so comfortable. There was nothing pressing against my belly. I felt really chic and pulled together and I was set for the day, no matter if I had meetings, date night, school drop off, whatever. And so, yeah, I totally feel you. And I'm wearing a Bumpsuit too.
Let's see it.
But okay. I'm not pregnant.
It's like a cat suit. I'm obsessed with it. Yes.
And that's the amazing thing about Bumpsuit is that you can wear it post pregnancy and still look great and still feel really comfortable. And you're not wasting your money on buying maternity clothes.
I feel like sometimes the word maternity dressing can come with this like kind of negative connotation around it. Frumpy. It doesn't need to be, which is why I love Bumpsuit. You have a loyal fan over here, but can you talk to us about like what led to the moment of launching Bumpsuit for you?
So I actually was wearing something kind of similar at the time. It was winter. But it was single layer. It was not made for pregnancy, had no stretch. And as I started getting a bump, it just kept breaking. I couldn't find anything, you know, of quality. So it was like a really cheap kind of catsuit thing. And the zipper was busted in the back. There were holes in the back of it. And I would always wear a coat over it because it was winter. So I was layering. So nobody really knew unless it was like the people that worked with me. And so if I would take off my coat, there would be like holes and the zipper would bust the first time I would even put it on. And so I asked my manufacturer to just make me some in a really stretchy fabric that I found and to double line it because I wanted to feel supported and cozy. So I just made them for me. And then a friend of mine was like, you need to just make those for everybody. And I was like, I am so busy. Like, I don't have time for this. But I was like, I really wanted to because I felt like I looked good for the first time ever. And I had had two babies before that. And those two babies, I was like fitting into my clothes that didn't fit or trying to make non-maternity clothes work because I didn't like buying maternity clothes. It felt like a waste of money.
Sure.
It made me feel like a science project. Like everything had like this extra band or something on it, or it had been butchered in some way to fit this belly. So you felt like Edward Scissorhands attacked your clothing, or it just was not sexy and fun and young and trendy and something you could keep forever. And I was just like, there is space for Bumpsuit in this market because we need to have a product that doesn't make us feel like a mom when we get pregnant. There are women out there, me included, that I don't identify that way. I want to be myself. I don't want to lose my identity because I'm having a baby.
Yeah.
I want to continue to be effortless, timeless, chic, comfortable, pulled together whilst I'm pregnant. I don't want people to be like, oh, she's the pregnant lady.
Right.
I just felt like there was a massive gap and there were so many people that wanted this product. And so I just tried it. I actually used a friend's company in LA and they only manufactured Marquesa and Rodarte. So it was like a super high-end couture production house in Los Angeles. And they manufactured the first run of bump suits. And we sold out on pre-order. And I remember launching the company 2 weeks before I gave birth to my third baby. And my husband was like, what are you doing? You should be sitting down. And I'm like, that is an old idealism about pregnancy. I don't feel like I need to sit down. Actually, I'm highly energized. And I think a lot of women come up with business models during pregnancy because you're nesting and your priorities shift. And when you have a baby on the way, a child that you're going to pave the way for and care for and be a role model for, that sometimes really ignites creativity inside of us and makes us want to do something that can, you know, create a legacy and have them. I feel like my children, they see me and they're so proud of me and they're like, can I have a bump suit too? And that's my mommy's company, bump suit. And it's just so cool. And breaking that cliche of like, you need to stay in bed. It's like, actually, I just launched a company 2 weeks before I gave birth. And then actually, you know, I felt really good after my third. I would never have done this after my first. I was kind of bedridden for months. And, mm-hmm. you know, every pregnancy is different and every, right. even each pregnancy is different for the same person. And each labor is different. I've had crazy labors and easy ones and really bad ones where I almost died. And it's all different. But for this particular situation, I had an easy labor, thank God, touch wood. And I was able to just bring my baby home and I had her in a Moses basket right beside my desk as I was packing bump suits and shipping them. My husband was like, sit down. And I was like, no, I feel great.
Yeah.
Let me feel great and let me just do what I need to do. So that's how Bump Suit was born. We sold out on pre-order and women really did need it. And a lot of women don't know about us. And as they find out, they're really just grateful. And it's such an empowering thing. Someone said to me, of course you freed the bump. You freed the nipple with breastfeeding, the breastfeeding cover, the L cover. Of course you freed the bump. And I was like, you know, actually it's the perfect time to show off your body because when you have a bump, you can't see how much you've eaten because you have a baby. like, you know, no one can say, no one can tell when you've eaten too much because you have this beautiful blossoming baby bump and it's really the perfect time to show off your silhouette.
Yeah.
I think every woman looks incredible in a bump suit when they're pregnant and, you know, also when you're not, but mainly when you're pregnant is like the time to wear a bump suit. It's just so flattering and great to layer.
Absolutely. I love the story. All of that is very inspiring and it's lifting me up, me sitting here 8 months pregnant. So thank you. And right. It's like those stigmas around pregnancy and how, you know, some point in your pregnancy, you're going to just feel too big. You want to lay around in bed. It's like you are so energized. And I love that. And I hope people can find so much motivation from that because I think it's really inspiring.
Yeah, I think it's also different. You know, like my second baby, I was in hospital a couple of times because I had, it was so weird. I still don't really understand it, but I got blurred vision. My hand went numb. My whole arm went numb. I was so, so, so sick. There's just no way, you know, that I could have done anything. My first baby, I was fine, energetic. And my third, it was kind of moments in between, but afterwards I felt the best.
Yeah.
So, I think it's always different, but we should be allowed to decide what's best for us because it's our bodies that are experiencing that and nobody should be able to tell us. Not saying my husband was telling me to do. He was just like, you're crazy. He's like, just sit down and do nothing. He's very proud of me. But I think we know what's best intuitively on so many fronts. Even when you have a baby, it's like, as a mother, you know what's best for your child. We need to start listening more to our inner voice and really honing and finding out what that inner voice is, because there's so many doctors and naturopaths and but so many people with so many opinions, and so many things are right and so many things are wrong and so many things are okay. But really, as mothers, we really intrinsically know.
Yeah.
When you have a baby, you can really just connect with that baby and really know what they need and what's the best thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like that women's intuition across the board as a mom, as a business person, all the things.
Yeah.
So I know, so the brand sold out and I feel like it really took off. It's loved by so many celebrities. I see Rosie Huntington in your bumpsuits. I see Rocky Barnes. I'm sure the list goes on and on. Was there a key moment for the brand during that growth where you saw things really take off?
No, it's kind of always been from the beginning and really steady. A product that really, that women are just really loving, it's like one of our best sellers, is the Support Waist Trainer, which we should send to you for postpartum, put it in your hospital bag. It's not like a Kardashian style, you know, aggressive waist trainer. It's modeled from a Ayurvedic postpartum ritual, which is the binding of the womb after birth, because you have too much vata. So there's kapha, pitta, and vata. Kapha is earth, pitta is fire, and vata is air energy. So after you give birth, you feel like really light because you've lost so much weight. And so you feel, you don't feel very grounded. And so in Ayurveda, they bind the abdomen to help support bringing the organs back together, but mostly to ground you. And to support postpartum healing.
Okay.
And so we developed a postpartum, it's called the Support Waist Trainer, and it doesn't have any kind of way to tighten it or anything like that. It's just a compression band with boning in it. And it's such an incredible way to make you feel supported after giving birth. You feel like superwoman when your body's like jelly. And when you're waking up to breastfeed in the middle of the night, this is totally something you can sleep in. And we recommend getting two sizes. So one that's more of a sleep one and one that's more of an active one. But that has been such a game changer for a lot of women going through the fourth trimester, which I think is left out. It's a part of the whole process that I feel there needs to be a lot more emphasis on. And this product really empowers and supports women through that.
Love that. Okay. I've been meaning to ask you about the waist trainer. And at what point, once you have the baby, do you start to use this?
So I would always recommend asking your doctor, but also listening to your intuition. It's not a product that's not safe. It's safe for people use them for cesareans. I put mine on 24 hours. Like as I was leaving the hospital, I took my first shower and put that on and I just felt so amazing. Okay. And after that, I just pretty much wore it the whole time.
Okay.
At night, during the day, it just made me feel alive again and together again.
Okay. Perfect. And then what are some of your best sellers? And then do you have like specific maternity fashion, like pregnancy tips to go along with them?
Yeah. So our best sellers are the Cindy, the Kate, the Serena, the Dress, the Jane, which you're wearing, for winter, the Gigi and the Penelope. So all of these essential bump suits are really the best sellers for sure. Okay. The Rosie actually is a dress that we just launched, has become a bestseller like immediately. It's gorgeous. It's a spaghetti strap with a slit. And then we have, so the Support Waist Trainer for sure. And the Velcro Waist Trainer, which is an adjustable version. You can wear it on top of the Support Waist Trainer. It's a one size fits all. So you can really adjust depending on what stage of the healing process you're in. So I would say those are our best sellers. And then we have so much that we're developing right now, which is really exciting.
Okay. Amazing. And so we have Bumpsuit, obviously a huge focus for you. What are your other businesses? I know you have a few other things going on. Can you give us a breakdown?
Yeah, I have a fine jewelry company called Earth, E-R-T-H, that is mainly ear curations. We curate ears, we do piercing events, super high-end but accessible price point. And we really just, it's another way that I feel we're empowering and sharing an experience with women. Because we don't just do sales, we do events live in person and curate ears.
I love that. I love your ear party.
And then I've got my personal jewelry line, which is launching soon. And that is really built around the Universe bracelet, which is a bracelet that's built to empower women. It's like a ritualistic experience. This is stuff that I do because I love it and I'll do it till I'm 100 years old. And yeah, it's successful, yeah, but it's like more of a personal passion project that I do privately. I do a lot of custom stuff for people, engagement rings, things like that, just because I'm so well versed in that field, like diamonds and jewelry. So I can really do it with my eyes closed. And then I also have a swimwear collection that we're actually closing up because we're developing shapewear swim for Bumpsuit, and we're using the methodology from Earth Swim. So we're using fabric that's made from recycled abandoned fishing nets from the ocean, pulled from the ocean, called Econol, and it's developed in Italy, so it's an Italian quality. And it's a kind of fabric that has never been seen in swim. And we're doing shapewear swim for just shapewear swim and for postpartum as well. So we're really excited to offer women really chic, classic, timeless styles that they can wear and still feel sexy postpartum without wearing like postpartum swim.
Yeah.
You know? So we're really excited for that, for Bumpsuit.
Love that. Love that. I needed that in Greece this summer, Nicole. Okay. I wore the Hunza G, you know, stretchy, really stretchy. Yeah. And like Good American makes like a nice, like, again, stretchy one piece. So
yeah,
there is, like you said, there's so much room in the market for just
there is
to make you feel good.
Yeah. Make you feel, you don't have to be pregnant and not sexy still. It's like,
yeah,
we need to bring sexy back, as Justin Timberlake would say.
Absolutely. So you are juggling so many different ventures. What are your practical, like tangible tips for moms that are juggling businesses, multiple kids? Like, give us the real scoop.
I mean, it does take a village. I think having family support and friends around is just key. But I really just believe in not spreading yourself too thin. I don't think you need to do all these things that society expects of you. Like, you don't need to be super social when you have kids and you're a parent. You can just do whatever you feel comfortable doing. I've definitely not been able to have as many friendships and relationships anymore, but that's the sacrifice you make as a parent. And I feel okay with it. It's just, you know, what society's expectations are for a while had me, you know, oh, I need to be doing more. But it's like, no, you don't. You have beautiful children and I actually love hanging out with them. So just taking that pressure off of society's expectations is really key. Simplicity, I think, is so key. I don't know. I think having a business for me is like really self-care because I have these adult conversations and we're working towards something and my brain is stimulated while the kids are at school. And so I really feel fulfilled by having that. So when I'm with them, I want to give them everything. And, you know, also for me, living in this fast-paced lifestyle and just having all of this glitz and glam around me, my whole life, I'm really not a glitz and glam person. I really just love simplicity in life and just sharing moments, quality moments with loved ones is really what I value. And I think that makes it easier because I'm not,
yeah,
I don't want like a high, I don't even know if it's, you know, it makes you really question everything when you've seen all the whole scale of like, I come from, you know, a really poor to middle-class family in the middle of Australia with nothing, had nothing. And then I went into this like high net worth kind of glamorous lifestyle traveling the world. And I've seen kind of like the full spectrum. Mm-hmm. And I really just love staying home and watching movies and eating popcorn in the rain and going for a swim with my kids and sitting in the park and reading books. And just simplicity is where it's at. Yeah. I love my little family and that and my friends around and my little circle. And I think that's just not really what we're taught. We're taught to like go to all these social events and be out there and do all these things. And you've got to go here. And did you guys go to this? And but actually, I think that that's kind of what creates so much, you know.
It creates chaos, right? It creates more stress.
It creates stress because you're keeping up with the Joneses, and that's great for marketing and, you know, for all these entertainment, the entertainment industry to like survive. But simplicity is key.
I love that. And I think it's practical. And I think there, as you said, there's so much pressure on us to get in a date night with your husband, do the wine night with your girlfriends, leave the kids at home. But you've got to do what's right for you and like just strike that balance. And I kind of love that advice. So thank you.
Yeah. What feels right. So like making time for you as well is so important because then you have more energy to give to your kids too.
Yeah, like totally.
That wine night with a girlfriend, that can really go a long way as a parent because then you're going to be so fulfilled and happy.
Yeah.
You know, just making sure there are things that are really heartfelt and that make you feel good when you leave them, like not feeling like you're leaving a place with a weight on your shoulders. That's how I kind of sum it up these days. Like, did that make me feel good? Mm-hmm. Or do I feel heavier? And if I feel lighter and happier, it's like that person's really good for me.
Absolutely.
And that's the gauge, you know.
I love that. So switching gears a little bit, I feel like from fashion to skin, beauty, and wellness, like pregnancy can really feel like a minefield in general for women to kind of navigate. Are there any myths that you want to debunk? Or are there any pregnancy tips that you want to offer audience members?
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one because everything, it's so different. Everyone experiences pregnancy so differently and remedies are so different. I really loved having a naturopath during pregnancy. I felt herbal tonics and tinctures really helped with like morning sickness and natural remedies. There's so many great ones. And staying active and working out really felt like it helped me, but I know that everyone's different.
Sure, sure. What did you, out of curiosity, what did you take for the nausea? Because both my first trimesters were hellish, like up till 13, 14, 15 weeks. And I wasn't the pregnant, you know, woman at home vomiting every day, but I had steady nausea every single day for 3 months and it's taxing.
Yeah. Something that really helped me, I don't even know what was in it. It was disgusting. It was the most horrible thing to drink. My naturopath made it for me. It had like, smelled like I had like aniseed and like all these weird things in it. And I would have just a little bit of it every morning and I never got morning sickness. And I ordered it because I was living in the US on the second pregnancy. I ordered it to the US, but I was too far gone and I was really sick by then. So I didn't even feel like drinking it. But that really disgusting tincture that she made me was, I always think about it. I'm like, wow. That's what really helped me with the morning sickness.
Okay. Okay. No, that's helpful. So maybe look into a naturopath.
That's where is a really disgusting tincture.
So you're always looking amazing. I feel like we can't not ask you about the skin and the beauty routine. Can you talk us through like your day-to-day skin and makeup routine? Maybe a day you're like off duty with the kids and then maybe a day where you have like a photo shoot. Like what does that look like?
Yeah. So usually I don't look like this. I just want to be really real about that. I don't wear makeup generally and my hair is like beachy mermaid hair from swimming all the time with my kids. So I just put a cap on and sunscreen. I use this incredible tinted sunscreen called Revision. It's a it's one that like it's for all skin colors, I guess. So it just
it's a black bottle with white writing. I'm obsessed with it. I found it here in the UK, but obviously they must have it in the US too. Revision Skin. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like really nice. It makes you look glowy. It gives you a like medium coverage and it's sunscreen. So it's great. So I do that. And I love this brand called Anika Organics. It's like the highest certified organic skincare that I've been using. And I love their lip colors and just everything that their mascara is like bomb. But I use all that stuff just for light makeup, if I'm doing makeup. But yeah, this morning I did my hair. So I'll run a blow dryer and a curling iron through it. And more of a brow and a contour. I always do a contour because I feel like it makes you look healthy and glowy. So I always do like the sunscreen, a contour and mascara at the least. Okay. But I'm really excited about my business and I'm really in love with my children. So I feel so fulfilled. Oh, and my husband.
Gotta mention the husband.
I'm so fulfilled. I've never felt so happy in my own skin and just like, cool. I'm really fulfilled and I'm really happy. And I love having a schedule and consistency. And I've never had that before, like jetting around the world. And I love living in a place that, you know, there's no paparazzi lurking around. It's just, you know, country folk. It's just so cool. All that pressure is just gone. And, I don't really do that much, but when I do dress up, everyone's like, oh my God, that's not what you look like in the day.
Right. No, I feel that. Well, Nicole, we're down to our last question. This has been such a blast having you on. What is a last word of wisdom that you want to leave with the audience today? It can be anything you want.
Words of wisdom. I don't know. My thing that always goes through my head is the Bob Marley song. Don't worry about a thing because every little thing is going to be all right. It's just like my little words of wisdom and optimism from a true teacher.
I love that.
Yeah.
Keeping it simple, back to the keyword simplicity. So thank you. And then what's next for you? What's next for your businesses? Is there anything exciting coming up that you want to share?
So much. So we are launching, I don't know when this podcast is going to air.
Possibly as early as next week if I get my act together. So within the next couple of weeks for sure.
So we're launching Shapewear Swim. We have the most beautiful baby carrier on the market coming your way. We'll have to send you one to try it. We've got a lot of community activations for moms to like get together and go on walks with us with Bumpsuit. We're going to be activating all around the US and hopefully more around the world. We've got kids, baby, men's. We've got lots of stuff coming.
Amazing. Yeah. So exciting. Thank you so much for coming on today. Where can everybody follow you, find you, keep up with you, find Bumpsuit, all of that jazz?
Bumpsuit is Bumpsuit at Bumpsuit on Instagram and bumpsuit.co. And mine is at Nick Trumfio on Instagram. And yeah, lots of fun things on there.
Amazing. Thank you again so much for taking the time. This was such a blast chatting with you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you found any value from this episode, please share it with a friend. Tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast and at Monday_Network. We love to hear your feedback and we will catch you next time.